In 1963, Illinois Power had a contest, and they had two divisions. They had a home division, a house, Christmas lighting, the best Christmas lighting displays, etc., and the best block. Well, everybody on the street was very close. This was a new subdivision, okay, if you can imagine. So there were no trees. East of us was a cornfield, okay? There was no streets east of us. They all got together and very friendly, as it was the first house for many, many folks just starting out. And they said, let's do a block lighting. And they did, and they won the contest. Now, the big winnings at that time was, in 1963, it was $100. So they took that $100 and they purchased the old blow mold candles. And so they took these candles and they bought these candles for each home with the $100 with the prize money. They would go out and with the sledgehammer, the actual sledgehammer handle is about a meter long, about 3 feet long, and they would measure from the curb up forward to it, and then that's where they planted the candle. So as you look down the street, the consistency was always the candles, which started the candlestick lane, and then the houses would do all their magic.
What's interesting is you can credit Ameren, or then Illinois Power, for getting this started, a utility company of all things.
How crazy is that? I know. And then, you see the lights change over the years. When my dad had these lights, I mean, neighbors had to sacrifice a little bit back then, in the mid-60s and the late 60s and early 70s. And now the new lights with LED and whatnot, they hardly pull any kind of power. Every home had its own tradition. So they invite their relatives or their friends, office workers or whatever. And they would have, my mom and dad would make oxtail soup. And my mom made her own bread. And this was part of our tradition, the helping tradition. And people would come over from our church, St. Patrick's in Urbana, and friends and family. And the next door they'd do something else. And the next door they'd do something else. Now, I was a kid. So when you got a little bit older and you could go from house to house with an empty glass, all right, there was a little bit of Christmas trick-or-treating, if you will, and you could get a cocktail from each house, and it was just good fun. It was warm, it was good fun. Our street back in 1963, Grant Place, just 17 homes, had over 44 kids. So in the summer, you saw some serious kickball, serious baseball, and all that. So of those 44 kids, two were selected at Christmas to be torchbearers. So back then, you had a long 2x2 stick, okay, it was probably, again, about 3 feet long, and you had a torch duct taped to the end of it, and they would start at the end of the street, the north end of the street, because the street has a bit of a pitch, there's an angle going down. And one kid would be on one side, one kid would be on the other side. Of course, they'd have a marshal with them, because they've got a flare. So they would light these flares, and they would alternate. So they would wave the one in front of the house, and then that house would turn on, and that started the lighting ceremony over 45 years ago. Well, word got out because we had a lot of calls. When are the openings? When are you guys going to light up? What's going on? It's all voluntary. If someone moves out of the house, they usually leave the candle.
Somebody buys a house in this neighborhood. You go over. Let me tell you the legend of Candlestick Lane and what you might want to do come holiday season.
Exactly, Jeff. It's a situation where some people have purchased just to be on Candlestick Lane. In the early days, there wasn't the big box stores, there wasn't the big hardware stores. And in the summer, I'd be in the backyard with my dad, and we would make either large nativity sets or Santa Clauses, and they got elaborate. My dad had a guardhouse, and he had a Santa in the guardhouse, and it rotated, with ribbons and this kind of thing. This went on for many, many years.
Some are more bizarre now. I mean, you probably don't have any limits on what you can have in your lawn?
No limits at all. It's all part of what they like, a religious a nativity set, go more with the traditional, the elves and Santa and the folly. There's a wonderful guy who lives across the street, a neat guy, and he plays Frosty for over 20 years. And he hand makes different characters for his grandkids. So you might see a Garfield, whoever happens to be popular, a Mickey Mouse, that kind of thing. He'll have those in the front yard. So it's no holds barred, my friend.